Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to protecting your family financially, trust Zurich. Get the advice you need from a financial broker today.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.
Now, the mystery surrounding two Bronze Age axe heads anonymously delivered to the National Museum last week continues, with no one to date anyway coming forward with information on how and where they were found. Meanwhile, the discovery has reignited arguments around the use of metal detectors in Ireland. I'm joined now by Dr. Ross O'Mildoon, Chair of the Institute of Archaeologists in Ireland, and Liam Nolan, who's a member of the Irish Metal Detecting Society. You're both very welcome to the programme. Ross, I might come to you first of all. You say that the mysterious package delivered to the National Museum is indicative of a crime.
Not the delivery of them to the museum. I'd like to thank the person for doing that. But the original finding of them, if it was done with a metal detector with the intention of finding archaeological objects without a license, it would be indicative of a crime. That is the law, I suppose, but I can tell you probably why it's also ethically wrong. When you excavate archaeological remains, you destroy their context, and their context is where and what they're buried in. And it is there that the clues about how and why somebody originally buried them exists. Metal detecting can probably play a useful role when it's part of an organised project, but on its own, it's probably a bit like smashing through a china shop just to get to a single shiny cup.
Okay. So that's the archaeologist's view. Liam, you're a metal detector user. What do you say to that?
Well, the chap who found the two axe heads and handed them in, I mean, we can all be grateful for that at least. But I think we're jumping the gun here to assume he's done anything illegal, because it's not illegal to metal detect, but... As things stand, it's illegal to intentionally look for ancient items.
Yeah, we're not saying that this person has committed any crime or anything like that.
That's
but
right.
He's just referring to the law, I suppose, generally. So, what about Liam? Yeah. The ethical context that Ross laid out there, that you could be if someone did kind of dig down to an artifact, that you're kind of wiping away the archaeologist's clues as to the context.
I can see that, when you excavate for finds, by an archaeologist, that is also destructive to a degree. So they're both doing the same thing. But at the moment, we have deep ploughing going on and we have a very aggressive fertilisers. So these items that lie in the soil, we either get them out safely or we leave them to get fragmented or dissolved by chemicals. So I've ordered that instead of just putting a blanket ban down that doesn't really serve any useful purpose, that the National Museum of Ireland and the archaeologists come to us again and talk things through and try to find some common ground on how we can avoid any damage to our church.
That seems to be a fair point, Ross. I mean, is there not no kind of common ground here? I mean, what about the point that there's ploughing, there's chemicals going into the ground that could damage artefacts?
There are lots of legitimate and legal ways to get involved in archaeology in Ireland. Every county has one or more archaeological society, and there are numerous county community excavations. Like, I lead a volunteer excavation up in the Burren, UCD take volunteers on their project at Glendalough, and there are countless others. But the key thing with all of these is that they are led by a professional. So anybody can employ a professional archaeologist to lead a project for them. And that professional would then have to write a research proposal and apply for a license. And on the basis of that, they could employ or have volunteer metal detectorists on the project. I've done that in the past. So it's, that's a possible way forward. But it's the uncontrolled metal detecting by people that don't have licenses to do so. Like, I can't go out and metal detect in a field after 9 years studying in college.
Why not?
And I don't, because I have to apply for a license each time I do it and write a research proposal and a method statement. And then the National Museum will issue me a licence to do it.
So, Liam, amateur users could cause damage.
They could. It's the same as cars cause deaths. So we have to be trained how to drive a car and all that. So we take a responsible view on that. So what I'm saying is that this ban is not going to stop people metal detecting. But what we could do is employ a few brain cells and actually inject some knowledge into the minds of these people who are metal detecting and show them how to do things that is in accord with what the museums want.
Yeah. Could I buy a metal detector, for argument's sake, off the internet and start metal detecting tomorrow?
You could physically do it, but if you were doing it to search for archaeological objects, you would be breaking the law.
Are people doing that, I wonder, Liam?
Well, we have many people metal detecting in Ireland, and for instance, you might get a father and son on the beach, and they're just looking for euros and anything that's been lost on the beach and everything. And I mean, that's absolutely harmless, and it's a great way to get out in the fresh air and enjoy yourself. Mm. I'm over in the UK at the moment. I was supposed to be moving to Ferrybank in November, but family illness stopped me. But I work with the archaeologists here. I get out on digs and all that. So I can see both sides of the argument.
Yeah.
We need to clean up what's going on at the moment. And I'm asking that the Irish archaeologists work with us and develop a better way of enjoying the hobby, but without damaging any heritage.
So many artifacts.
One second, sorry. I wouldn't characterise metal detecting as a harmless hobby, because these people are sometimes literally out robbing graves.
You're walking across the field,
you're metal detecting, and you get a ping, and you dig a hole, and you don't know what you're digging into.
Yeah, but I mean, it might be inadvertent. I mean, could you not say the same thing about somebody footing turf or cutting turf in a bog, or digging in a field, digging a trench of some sort? I mean, the same thing could be applied. Are you not being very heavy-handed?
No, because a person out metal detecting is scanning across a large area and then finding the metal objects, which are quite often in a context. Like a pertinent context, and then they're digging directly into that.
Yeah, but a farmer plowing a field could be doing the same thing. Are you not being very heavy-handed with, in terms of, I do understand where you're coming from, Ross. I really do. But is a criticism not a bit strong, given the fact that these people are maybe acting in good faith, maybe trying to have a bit of fun with a hobby? They're not going out to cause any harm.
Well, as I said, there is loads of legitimate and legal ways to get involved in community archaeology. Like, I don't believe our laws are draconian. They're there to protect the heritage, something which, like, really, it belongs to all of us. It doesn't belong to professionals. It belongs to everybody in Ireland. It's a republican idea that the heritage belongs to every citizen in the country. Like, you can take some other countries. Like, I know in Britain the laws are laxer, but there is controls on metal detecting. But in somewhere like Greece, say, where they take their heritage really seriously, you can go to jail for 10 to 20 years for going out metal detecting.
Yeah. Okay, look, it's a fascinating insight into an area that an awful lot of people might not have thought of before. Dr. Ross O'Mildoon, Chair of the Institute of Archaeologists of Ireland, and Liam Nolan, member of the Irish Metal Detecting Society, thank you as well.